Hello, hello, lovely listeners. All of you ghouls and goblins. And everything in between. Welcome to Across the Veil with Zelda Kimball and Emma Ragsdale.
So, longtime listeners know my deal. I'm a skeptic. I love debunking shit, but you know what? I also love ghosts. And sometimes a gal just wants to tell a scary story, even if she does not believe in it.
Okay, you know what? I'm all for spooky shit. Might not be real.
Probably not.
But maybe. Who's to say?
Not me.
Not me. Especially not us.
Well, today, I am going to tell you a story from one of the scariest places of all.
Your bedroom?
Nebraska.
Oh, you're right. That's worse.
It's much worse.
Goddamn Nebraska.
Goddamn Nebraska. Scariest place of all. Nebraska. Very haunting, very frightening. If you're from Nebraska, sorry. I've only ever met like one person maybe from Nebraska.
We knew a Nebraskan.
We did know one Nebraskan. And I did not hear great things, but chime off in the comments. There are lots of haunted roads in America, and Nebraska is no exception. In southeast Nebraska, just a few miles away from Nebraska City, there's a small old road. You may find yourself on it accidentally. It looks like any other road in Nebraska, lined by farmlands, hills, and trees, yet locals warn travelers to avoid it if they can. On a map, the road is simply labeled as L Street, but locals call it something different, Seven Sisters Road. The road is said to be a hot spot for tons of paranormal activity, all starting with a grisly urban legend that's been circulating for over a century. There are many variations of the story, but the chilling essentials stay the same. In the early 1900s, seven women were brutally murdered there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
Don't ya? According to local legend, a farmer lived in the area with his seven daughters. At the time, there was no road. Instead, seven hills loomed over the farm. The father was never a kind man. He could be belligerent and cruel. But even worse, there was a madness growing within him. One day, the father snapped and went completely insane. In the middle of the night, he lured his daughters from their beds and up into the hills. One by one, he hung them from a separate tree on each hill. When the morning sun rose, their bodies remained, swinging from the limbs of the seven trees on the seven hills.
It's convenient that there were seven hills.
Right?
Could you imagine if there was, like, six hills, like, and the last daughter just got to live?
Like, or, like, they had to, like, double up on one tree, and he had to be like, oh, who's my, like, least, like, the two worst daughters?
Becky, I want this fucking tree.
No, I want the fucking tree. I'm not gonna fucking share with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sad that they're dead, though. But at least they got their own tree.
You know, it's sad that these probably fictional people are dead.
Rip. There is another version of the story, though, and it's a little bit darker than the first. So the darker version of the story says it was a brother who murdered the sisters rather than the father. The young man lived with his seven sisters on the farm. One day, an argument broke out between the brother and his family. The nearby Missouri River had recently overflowed and flooded a good portion of their land, so the government wanted him to allow steamboats to pass through his property. The young man was vehemently against this, but his seven sisters, however, wanted to allow the boats to come through. Enraged, the brother decided to do the unthinkable. That night, he enticed all seven sisters into having a family dinner with him, perhaps under the guise of making amends. Unbeknownst to them, the brother had poisoned the food. Lulled by a false sense of security, the poor sisters ate the poisoned meal. The brother dragged the seven women to each of the seven hills and strung them up for the town to see. Some say one of the sisters was pregnant, and the brother cut open her uterus so her baby hung from its mother's body.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But I feel like, in ye oldie days...
This was the early 1900s-ish, so, like, you know, depends on your definition of ye oldie.
It's still before women had rights.
True dat.
And I feel like one man would outweigh seven sisters.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
He didn't need to do all that.
He didn't need to do any of that. I feel like he was just being kind of a little bitch.
A huge bitch.
Like a huge bitch. Like, he was just being petty.
He was like, it's time for me to become an only child.
This is my time. I want your bedrooms for my crafts.
He probably did some sick, twisted fucking crafts.
He's probably just practicing his rope knotting.
God, this guy's a dickhead.
But nobody knows what happened to the bodies or the killer. Years after the murders, the road was built through the hills, and the trees the girls hung from were supposedly chopped down. But it's said that the sisters still wander the road and hills. In the pitch-black Nebraska night, you can still hear the seven sisters' terrified screams echoing out around you, begging for help, reliving their violent deaths over and over again, And perhaps because their resting place was disturbed when the road opened, their presence has only gotten stronger throughout the years. A couple was driving through the hills one night when their car suddenly stalled and stopped in the middle of the road. Confused, the man examined the engine and found nothing wrong, but suddenly, screams rang out from the hills around them. Terrified, the couple huddled in their car, waiting for whatever horror was to come next. But as soon as the screaming faded away, their car started up again, and they drove away shaken, but safe.
The hills are alive with the sound of screaming.
Oh. That was gorgeous. That was stunning.
That's the only thing I could think of throughout this entire thing. They were like, bitches, stop your car, listen to us scream. It's our mixtape, follow on Spotify.
I'm just gonna screech for a little while.
The Seven Screeching Sisters.
Yeah.
They were my number one on my Spotify Rewind this year.
Another good band name.
They fucking slap.
They slap, they bang, they scream.
They do.
Mm-hmm. But lots of reports like this have been made on Seven Sisters Road. Visitors most often report the sound of screaming and the feeling of being watched. But car and electronic issues are also common. Drivers have reported their cars inexplicably stalling, cell service dropping out, GPS glitches, and car windows rolling down out of nowhere. Sometimes their headlights will dim and then brighten as soon as they pass through the hills. Some travelers say that they've heard the haunted ringing of mysterious bells echoing from an old abandoned nearby cemetery. If you decide to visit, you may also feel strange wind changes, hear muffled whispers, and see shadowy figures moving about in the distance. But the Seven Sisters may not be the only entity frequenting the area.
They got some friends!
They got some buddies!
Woo!
Woo! A psychic claimed that she saw seven bodies in a wooded area near the old cemetery, hanging by nooses from trees, with their chests blown open by gunshot wounds. But this time, it was both men and women. She also said that she communicated with a blonde little boy named Matthew, who grabbed her wrist and led her to an unmarked gravestone. But these ghosts aren't the end of it. A nearby landowner claims he's seen something much worse. One foggy morning, he was hunting in the area around Seven Sisters Road when he saw a horrible figure staring at him in the distance.
It was a mirror. Like, oh God, what is that ghastly sight?
That's me every morning I wake up. I'm like, ah!
What the fuck?
Oh, it's me. That's just me. It's kind of like when my phone won't recognize me because my face is so puffy in the morning. And it's just like, I don't know, you ugly bitch.
Who dis?
You know me. No, I don't! So he saw the horrible figure staring at him in the distance. And the creature had glowing red eyes, shining like rubies out of the mist. He watched in horror as it slowly walked towards him, like a wolf stalking its prey. But then it suddenly ran away.
That's exactly how I Tinder. It's like, I lure you in with my wolf walk and my ruby red eyes. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, bye!
Bye!
Some sources say that for 1 week in November of 1968, the local police received a report every single night about a monster that would come out at around 11 p.m. The monster would rip bumpers off of cars, scare local animals, and one report even claims that a teenage boy was grabbed by the beast, scratched up, and then tossed into a ditch.
Probably deserved it.
Probably.
Who knows what those teens are doing?
Not me.
Mm-mm. Don't trust those teens.
Mm-mm. There'd always be a bunch of teens hanging out by the local Wawa near my house in Pennsylvania, and I was like, oh, no, you're up to no good.
While you were a teen living in Pennsylvania yourself?
Yes, but I knew they were up to shenanigans, and I wasn't. I was at home being sad.
Or, you know, gallivanting through the graveyard.
This is true. That was my other hobby.
I would say that counts as shenanigans.
It's a special type of shenanigans. So there may be a literal monster on the road as well. Maybe the Seven Sisters were angry over their deaths and having their resting place disturbed and wound up summoning some type of demon. Or, like, they became demonic themselves. Or, like, you know, it's a fucking bear or something.
It's their pet!
Oh, yeah!
Oh my God, it could be their pet!
It's a pet.
Their stupid fucking dad or brother was probably like, no pets, mm-hmm. We already have so many people in this house, mm-hmm. And the girls are dead, so they're like, hellhound?
Hellhound? I'm gonna choose to believe that they summoned a hellhound to be their little pet. But when we hear an urban legend, people start finding all sorts of reasons to be scared when they're out in the area of the urban legend.
You have to explain the unexplained.
Yeah, but it's often, like, not even that there's unexplained events happening, it's just that people look for them when they're in that area.
Oh yeah, no, it's like when you're asleep and, like, you hear weird creaking and you're like, there's a demon, but it's like a rat behind your headboard.
Exactly. They just look for things and find new, more and more instances of strange occurrences, even if they don't relate to the original story. So our brains are just basically tuned to find weird shit in areas where we think that there will be.
Especially like wide open spaces.
Exactly.
Horrifying.
Wide open spaces.
That was beautiful.
That being said, the locals in the area still really, really believe this story. Because the most recent reports come from a segment in a local news station. 3 News Now, Omaha. They did a report on Seven Sisters Road. And as attested by the interviewees in the segment, the locals really believe that something paranormal is happening on the road, be it the sisters or the beast. They're kind of like split between the two of them, but really they just believe in the legend of this road being paranormal. The station even sent down an investigative team to explore the area, and the investigators claimed that while they didn't actually see anything, their microphones made strange sounds and their batteries died unexpectedly. But that's literally what always happens during these sorts of investigations. I don't know why these ghosts are so like, oh, I'm gonna drain these batteries.
We've been on film sets for most of our adult life. Batteries drain fast! So they drain fast. So fucking fast.
Like,
it's always like, oh, we gotta stop this scene so we can put a new battery in. And you're like, are you kidding me? I was in the moment.
I was in it. It's flimsy to say that batteries were dying on account of ghosts. No, they weren't. They're just batteries and they die real fast, okay?
These ghosts probably don't even know what fucking batteries are.
This segment also is, honestly, it might be one of my favorite pieces of media of all time. Because when the guy talks about, like, what he heard, it's like a blurry moment. He's like, did you hear that? It went, eep. It went, ooh. I laughed so hard when I heard that. It's just an animal, guys. It was an animal. But, like, whatever. You know, benefit of the doubt, I guess. Not really, but, like, sure. It's basically the definition of a fluff piece.
That involves horrifying murder.
Yeah. But it's edited in such a way that it's just really funny. Which I guess is also the way we do this.
Yeah, no, it's our brand.
Horrible on things brand. Edited to be funny. You're welcome. The station also interviewed local historian Tammy Parsh about the happenings. And my girl Tammy happens to have a slightly more skeptical look on things. She says that even in the 1900s, there is just absolutely no way that a murder like that would have gone unreported. And she has never found a single reference to them in any sort of newspaper at the time. There are no, like, records of people living there or, like, Seven Sisters living there. There's just nothing. And it would have been a big spectacle because people at that time loved shit like that.
Unless the father owned the newspaper.
Here's the thing that the news report said, which is that, ooh, maybe the town covered it up so they weren't known as the murder town. Kind of like the Velasca axe murders, you know? Like, they're kind of known for that now. But, like, they didn't get the fucking town in on it. Somebody would have journaled that shit. Word could spread. Come on.
It's too big a cover-up. I mean, Lizzie Borden killed, like, 2 or 3 people, and they made a song about that.
Mm-hmm. They did. They made movies about it.
Yeah, so like, Seven Sisters, spectacle.
Spectacle. So both me, Tammy, and clearly Zelda agree that it doesn't happen. It's pretty fucking unlikely that happened. However, Tammy does say that despite the lack of evidence, you shouldn't ignore the stories about the Seven Sisters Road, and that she certainly won't come down there at night. While only a few small hills remain today, maybe avoid the road at night. You may still hear screams and moans, or catch a glimpse of white gowns fluttering in the wind. I may not be a believer, but I don't want to be on a Nebraska road in the middle of nowhere at night.
It just might be a cellular dead zone, too.
Exactly.
Like, there's weird things with the currents and, yeah, like, with things, and that's making your car go haywire. Don't drive there.
Don't drive there if you don't want to. Or do, because nothing's going to happen to you.
Can't say that for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
We've never been to Nebraska.
I don't think I will be going there anytime soon.
Those are fighting words.
Then fight me. No, I feel like Nebraska people could beat me up.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, not only am I weak, but I feel like they're strong. You gotta be to grow up in Nebraska. I also only recently, through this research, learned that Nebraska has hills. I really thought it was completely flat.
I could not point to Nebraska on a map.
I don't think I could either.
It's in the middle.
To cap us off with this cute little episode, the tale of the Seven Sisters reminds me a lot of the stories of the White Ladies and other roadside phenomenon. It's very, very similar to all of those experiences with the cellular device issues and seeing
driving
women
at night.
Driving at night, but it all really just comes back down to people's innate paranoia of darkness and, like, the feeling of being watched in the darkness because you don't know what's out there. So it's okay if you're getting spooked out there. Just know that you're probably safe. Or you're not, and they're gonna kill you and eat you and munch on your little bones.
And then you'll become a story we talk about next week.
Join us next week when we talk about your own murder.
But for now,
we're done.
But we'll see you next time.
Across the Veil.